us how to love. Above all, share love this holiday season. Boot Barn.
ASC Warranty is proud to support the Mountain Home Bombers. ASC Warranty is celebrating 30 years of providing dealers with vehicle protection plans for any vehicle in their inventory. ASC Warranty's greatest assets are the people that make up the ASC team. The work ethic and dedication to consistently superior services provided by all of their employees are second to none. ASC Warranty is proud to say the Bombers have the same values. ASC Warranty is one of your biggest fans. They'll be cheering you on every step of the way. Go Bombers!
Legendary basketball coach John Wooden said, failing to prepare is preparing to fail. And if you fail to prepare for the change in the seasons with your heating and cooling system, you're preparing for an expensive failure. Central Heating and Cooling can take care of all your heating and cooling needs, whether it's for repairs, preventive maintenance, or a new unit. Central Heating and Cooling, your Carrier dealer since 1965, where comfort exceeds expectations.
And we welcome you to the Central Heating and Cooling Halftime Show here on Class Kids 101.7. Our score at the break, Paragould leading Mountain Home boys by a score of 34-23. We will look over our halftime numbers in a moment. But right now we are joined at the broadcast position by Mountain Home girls basketball coach Del Leonard. And Del, your team starts the season tomorrow night at Fayetteville. Just first of all, tell me, how's the offseason been?
It's been good. We have got a great group of kids, worked extremely hard, of course. When volleyball ended a couple weeks ago, we got four players, Mally Tabor and Anna Grace Foreman, Hannah Pfeiffer, and Leanne Jackson joined us. So we've only got 11, but I tell you what, sometimes I think numbers is overrated a little bit in basketball. You know, we generally like to have 12 or more, but I tell you what, 11 girls that work as hard as these guys do and represent the program the way they do, we're pretty excited and having a lot of fun.
Yeah. Well, I'll tell you, you talk about numbers. I know the ones you care about are points, and you've got some girls that can put some up.
Well, we played a really good Paragould team Friday night at Paragould in our benefit game, and it's really pretty much the same team that we played that beat us here in overtime in the semifinals of our tournament last year, one of the best games that we've had here at home in a long time. And anyway, we came out, and, I mean, everything was going really well, and next thing I know, at halftime, we've got 38 points, and it's 38-18. And at second half, I think both teams got a little bit tired. Things slowed down a little bit just because it's early in the year, and you got to play into a lot of that game conditioning. But it was fun. We had some kids that could score, and we want to play fast but be smart doing it and try to get some things in transition. And got some big kids to go with some guards, and I keep going back to that word fun, but that's really what it is. It's just fun right now.
Well, you and I talked earlier today this Fayetteville ball club, of course, the defending Class 7A state champions, it seems like they're almost always in the conversation when it comes to that state title.
They are, and, we don't ever back down from playing them, and we're going to play a tough non-conference schedule, and I think our team could go through November, December, January, not January, but go through up until our first conference game. And I really believe that our record, people may look at our record, whether it's a whole lot of wins and not many losses or around 500 or less than 500, and they're not really going to have an idea of what we've been through as a team, because we have some tough, tough games on the schedule. But that's going to help our kids, and I would rather go through it and be a really good, much improved team, and deal with some lumps and different things like that along the way, knowing that we're better in the end, than to have an easy schedule and not get any better.
Yeah, I tell you what, looking at the non-conference schedule, it seems like if there's two places that you guys will be going to almost as much as your home court is, it's Fayetteville and Greene County Tech.
Well, the thing about going over to Fayetteville, obviously tomorrow night playing them, you're going to be exposed, and then you have their tournament. And we've had some good brackets here, and I've seen some good brackets over the years, and I've never seen one like Fayetteville has this year. It's phenomenal with the teams they have in that tournament. We opened them up with North Little Rock, who really is probably the favorite in 7A. Mm-hmm. And it's just the schedule we play is unbelievable. It's the tough, and you hear coaches say it all the time, but it really is the toughest I have seen in girls basketball in a long time, especially our non-conference. But if it doesn't prepare us for our conference play and state tournament play, there's nothing will, because it's unbelievable the talent that we're going to see.
All right.
And as far as East Arkansas, I mean, you know, that's kind of we've always been in the Greene County Tech tournament, and you know, a pretty good chance our district tournament, some of those games will be over there. And we're either going to the mountains to the west, or we're going to the Flatlanders to the east, it seems like, and then can't wait to get home and play here some.
You know, I've said before, it seems like quite often between the girls and the boys, you could almost call the Greene County Tech Bomber Gymnasium East.
Yeah, you could, and it's a good place to play over there, and they put together. Of course, we have a regular season game over there a week from tonight.
That's right.
Tomorrow night.
Yep.
And then we go back for the tournament. So it's just like going to Fayetteville. You're going to get tested, and you're going to get exposed, and, you know, hopefully get better.
Yeah. Well, Dell, thank you for joining us, and good luck tomorrow night.
Thanks a lot, Matt. Appreciate you guys.
That was the Mount Tom girls basketball coach, Dell Leonard. We'll take a break, come back, and check our halftime numbers in a moment as Paragould leads Mountain Home 34-23. You're listening to the Central Heating and Cooling Halftime Show on Classic Hits 101.7.
Legendary basketball coach John Wooden said, "Failing to prepare is preparing to fail." And if you fail to prepare for the change in the seasons with your heating and cooling system, you're preparing for an expensive failure. Central Heating and Cooling can take care of all your heating and cooling needs, whether it's for repairs, preventive maintenance, or a new unit. Central Heating and Cooling, your Carrier dealer since 1965, where comfort exceeds expectations.
The Fratizzi family at ABC Printing and Imogen Things has been backing the Bombers and Lady Bombers for over 45 years. At the same time, they've provided Mountain Home in the Twin Lakes area with quality printing, promotional items, signs, banners, awards, and plaques. Rocky and Susan would like to say thank you, Mountain Home, and wish the Bombers a successful season. Go Bombers! Call ABC Printing and Imogen Things, 425-2610. That's 425-2610.
Knox Orthopedics in Mountain Home has provided our community with orthopedic excellence since 1983. Doctors Tom Knox, Russ Rawls, and Jason McConnell specialize in continuity of care, from state-of-the-art diagnostics and surgical procedures through therapy and follow-up to treat bone or joint disease, trauma, and sports injuries. The clinic offers X-ray and MRI testing, an in-house therapy department, and outpatient surgery for convenience and savings. Knox Orthopedics, helping you feel good again and ready to enjoy a life full of adventure.
We welcome you back to the Central Heating and Cooling Halftime Show here on Classic Hits 101.7 as Mountain Home trails Paragould at the break 34-23. Let's take a look at the scoring summary for both teams. First off, for Mountain Home, leading scorer right now is Talon Benton with 9 points, all of his points coming from behind the arc. 4 points apiece for David Waymire and Hunter Bashirs. Also, David Waymire technically 0-for-2 from the free throw line. He actually sank his first free throw, but it didn't count because he crossed the line before it hit the rim. 3 points for Baylor Cresilius, 2 for Luke Cruz, and 1 for Colton Peters as he's 1-of-2 from the charity stripe. For Paragould, 2 players already in double figures, Derek Schallenbarger and Caden Lloyd. I mentioned them during the pregame show. 10 points each. 6 points for Jonah Treese, 4 for Nash Davis, 2 for Tyner McCullough, and 1 each for David Williams and Nathan Lear. Well, that's going to wrap up the Central Heating and Cooling Halftime Show. We'll come back and get the second half started in just a moment. Our score, Mountain Home trailing Paragould 34-23. You're listening to Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
How many of you listening want to improve your job status, your earning potential? But secondary education has always been a dream, because you already work full-time. ASU Mountain Home offers online blended courses, which provide online classes and face-to-face instructors. You can train for a new job while holding down your old one. And with the mechatronics, programming, nursing, other degrees, you'll get a sustainable career that's in great demand right now. Classes start soon. What are you waiting for? Apply online at asumh.edu. Your future starts now.